The first two schools to get the flashing warning lights to go with the cameras are Canisius High School and Makowski School. Both are in areas of heavy traffic when kids are arriving for classes in the morning and leaving for the day in the afternoon. Other schools aren't far behind, as fast as workers can install the flashing lights sought by some council members. Student safety has become a big issue, with drivers speeding through school zones and around school buses with the red lights flashing. City Public Works Commissioner Michael Finn says slowing down doesn't really keep you from work on time.
It's an additional 30 seconds to travel a school zone at 15 miles an hour compared to 30 miles an hour. And I think that that's a really reasonable ask that we make of our drivers, commuters, to give an additional 30 seconds around school zones for the safety of our children, and to really to increase the safety in a measurable way.
The cameras will only message up tickets for drivers exceeding 26 miles per hour. Police can write tickets for 1 mile per hour above the new school zone limit of 15 miles an hour, at least when the lights are flashing at the beginning and ending of the school day, and they have. Mayor Brown says the new system will make school kids safer and slow down drivers, many of whom aren't from the city and drive too fast for narrow streets. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.